and I've been doing so many colleges lately. Man, college kids, all they want to hear about is sex and rappers. And if you can talk about a rapper having sex, then you're definitely good.
You're golden, huh?
I tell you what, every time I do these colleges now, I tell the kids, make sure you vote, because it's already, I got to tell them early they got to register, because, you know, it's November, but they got to vote again for the president. And I always say, for no other reason than we have the prettiest first lady we've ever had in the history of the president. So it's 4 years of looking at Michelle, but I was reading up on Michelle, too, and it kills me how when people say she's been down for Barack since he got since he didn't have nothing. He graduated college, and she was with him right after he graduated. And I'm like, let's put it in perspective, people. Barack graduated Harvard Law. He was going to be okay. You know? He was going to get hired somewhere.
He wasn't coming out of community college.
Yeah, it's not like she married James from the University of Phoenix. That's a ride-or-die chick right there. That's somebody that saw something, James, and nobody saw. You give me a president, James. You think I can? You could do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it, Michelle. So, I mean, Michelle knew what she was doing.
That's funny.
I did say one thing that Barack's done the last 4 years that kind of got on the radar is got a lot of rid of terrorist heads. You know, got rid of Gaddafi, got rid of Bin Laden. And I was like, when Barack gets you, he just gets you. You don't know what's coming. You just die. Because I remember when Bin Laden died, I just woke up. And my buddy called me and goes, you know, Bin Laden died. I was like, when that happened? I went to bed at 11. He was alive. He was like, he's dead now. I was like, now I got up at 6. That's 7 hours. And I swear to God, I do this joke on the road, and this just happened to me at a college like about a month ago. I do this joke about Allah and the terrorist bombers and stuff like that. Uh-huh. And this Muslim kid came up to me after the show, and this is no lie. He goes, excuse me, Mr. Getty, speak to you? I was like, yeah. And he goes, funny show, very entertaining. People, okay to talk about. Not Allah. Not Allah. He was serious, and I, as a comedian, I was like, dude, I'll say what I want to say. I'm a comic. But he had a backpack on when he was talking to me. So I was like, yeah, you're right. You're right. My fault. He was serious, man. Not Allah. And walked away and looked back to make sure I wasn't, like, talking about him. He's like, not Allah. You're right. My fault.
All right. Yep.